Welcome back. This is Bonnie Dubrow, your host for Strategies for Success. Today, my guest is Reverend Sue Bailey. She's the leader of the New Church here in Rockledge, Florida. Before we go back to the topic of the secret, Sue's going to tell you how you can reach her if you have any questions, and tell them where we meet on Sunday mornings, and then I'll introduce myself.
Well, for those of you that are local, we meet at the Knights of Columbus, 3435 South Fisk Boulevard in Rockledge.
Florida.
And you can contact us and find out what's going on by going to our website, which is the New Church, correction, newchurchtoday.com.
N-E-W-C-H-U-R-C-H,
today, T-O-D-A-Y.com. Or you can email me at the New Church.
Go ahead and confuse
slightly
us.
Slightly different. I know. New Church Today and the New Church at bellsouth.net.
Great. Thank you. I'm Bonnie Dubrow, your host for today's show. You can reach me at bonnie@radioforwomen.us. My phone number here in Brevard is 321-259-4444. You can reach me via email at bonnie@radioforwomen.us. And if you're listening to this out of the area, the toll-free number is 800-511-9302. Sue, the secret. The secret isn't a secret anymore. It's the law of attraction. It's been around. Christ has been teaching about it. I'm sure you could find reference in Patanjali, the ancient Hindu scriptures. It's become very popularized. Abraham, Jerry and Esther Hicks have popularized it greatly. Before them, Jane Roberts with the Seth material. There, it's been around since the late 1800s.
Henry David Thoreau. It was one of his main teachings.
Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, The Science of Getting Rich, all of these books that even some of us have read, the bottom line message, as we think, so shall we become. As we sow, so shall we reap. So I'm thinking about what I want. I notice that my unconscious habitual habit is to pay more attention to what I don't want. I do a stop and shift at a red light when I go to the bathroom, when I put my hand on a doorknob, when I switch my bracelet. These interrupts in our old unconscious ways, I shift from what I don't want to put my attention on what I want. I can tell by how my body feels. All of this is true. And I don't want war. I want peace. I don't want somebody smoking in my environment. Whatever it is, I put my attention on what I want. I'm grateful for it in advance of seeing evidence of it. And there's that guy doing just what I don't want over there. How can I have what I want when he's doing what I don't want?
When you see him doing what you don't want, are you thinking about what you do want, or are you thinking about what you don't want him to be doing?
I'm thinking about what I don't want him to be doing.
That's right. And this is so key, and I think this is where most people that study this or begin to live this are going to have the most problem, and where they're going to get stuck most often. And that is that idea of, how can I live in a peaceful world if there's a war someplace? How can I live in a peaceful world if, you know, my neighbors are fighting? How can I live in it? What are you putting your attention on? This is a really strict law in the sense that it really works very clearly. What do you want? You keep your mind there. The next part of this is, if you have the ability to do that and the universe works for you perfectly, it works for your neighbor. It works for the people around the world. It works for everyone, whether you like them or not, whether you like what they're doing or not. Honestly, think about what an incredibly boring world it would be if we were all like me. I mean, it isn't what we... That isn't... It stops the creative process. The minute you look at someone else and say, I don't want you doing that, what happens is you've stopped a creative process, and this is a creative world. The energy is creative over and over and over again. You can't have it that way. You can create your world. And when you don't think about it anymore, it disappears from your world.
It does. The interesting thing is, you were saying, well, I want it my way. And I say, well, I want it my way. I want everybody to be like me. And I think that's where a lot of conflict comes in. That here I am, I want you to be like me so I can be comfortable. But then you're doing that to me back, and that's where tension comes in. That's where, again, the concept of dis-ease. You're right. When I put my attention on what I want, the power being in the moment, everything else disappears. I've been saying for a long time, even before I heard of the law of attraction, that I happen to live in a loving, peaceful world. Not all the time, but the major vibration of my world is joyful, loving, and peaceful. It's because that's my intention. It's what I put my attention on. It's the behavior that I do is aligned with that.
You know, we could say that we're not being compassionate, we're not being loving, we're not being caring, we're not being good citizens, to just simply look out at the world and say, I'm not going to look at what's happening out there, I'm only going to focus on what I want. But it doesn't exactly work that way, and this is the really, really important part of this part of the allowing piece of this is, if all of us were thinking about a loving, peaceful world, there would be a loving, peaceful world everywhere.
Yes.
Because you can't have war in a loving, peaceful world. They're polar opposites. They're contradictions of each other. And if we were in a loving, peaceful world, there would be food for everyone. So what we do is, when we're not being, and the idea that we can still go out in the world and put our energy, our physical energy, into the things that we're passionate about. So if you're passionate about, you know, helping feed the poor people in some country, what you need to look at them as is incredible, magnificent human beings who need a greater understanding of that. And so you can't think, well, when you're not eating, I'm going to see that they have food so that they can begin to understand how incredible they are. You can't look at them as people who aren't at them as broken in any way. If you look at them as broken in any way, the vibration you're sending out into the world is that's what they are. And obviously, you can't make them be anything. But what you do then at that point is you lend an energy to that situation that keeps them broken. You know, so what we need to do and how we can help each other most is to truly help each other by saying, I believe in you.
Right.
I think you're incredible. I think you're magnificent. I don't know and I don't care how you got here in this situation that I see. I know every possibility for you. And how might I help you get to that possibility?
What I hear you saying as the undertone is that spiritually, we're all one. When we focus on the spirit, the divine, the light within each of us, then we're vibrating at the highest level. We're vibrating in harmony with our highest self, with each other, with our source, all that is. Each of us has that life spark. No matter what's going on in our lives, you were saying in the first segment about looking at disease, an injury, an incident, an event, somebody that we've attracted in our lives, instead of being angry or feeling a victim, to thank them for being a vehicle for us waking up, being aware, taking responsibility for the law of attraction as it manifests in our world. To allow others to be who they need to be so that we can focus on ourselves. And I love that you said it's not selfish.
Oh, not at all. It's actually the most creative thing that you can do because you can make a difference in your world.
It's the only
by
place
your thinking.
We can.
And it really is the only place we can. We are of service to other people, but we're still of service to other people only in what they will allow us to do or how they will allow, because they have the ability to create their world. So everything that we put our energy out into the world towards is received however it's received, but it's not up to us how it's received. It's up to us how we put it out, but whoever's receiving it, it's up to them how it's received. So you can't make anybody do anything. You can't, you know,
No matter how much we try.
But I was saying, you know, like we on Sunday, we put people in jail, you know, or in prison because they were bad and we want them to be good when they come out. But they're only good when they come out if they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of what we've inflicted upon them does not make them come out good.
Well, it's the same. I saw a little kid being sent to their room because we want them to be good when they come out. We each do have freedom of choice.
Absolutely.
The power is choosing in the moment. That brings us full circle to this where we started about being aware of our habits, that once we're adults, or even if, you know, we have young children, we can see in action how we form a habit. When we're unconscious, we react in that habitual way, and we get more of what we put our attention on.
Right.
The whole movement that's brought the secret to Oprah and Larry King, to the bestseller list, to being everywhere you turn, is that we're hungry for learning how to become conscious, to become responsible, to take responsibility for the lives that we're living. Today's life is what I was thinking about.
Right.
If I want more of it, keep thinking it. And that's going to be true of some aspects of our lives. We don't
Absolutely.
Want to throw everything out. The places where we're dissatisfied, to use that dissatisfaction to become an indication we're focused on what we don't want, create a new picture, it's all invented anyway, create a picture of what we do want, be grateful in advance of seeing manifestation, believing that thoughts are things, acting in alignment with the intention of having that in our lives, holding that high vibration, and being joyful every moment in light of this law of attraction.
Absolutely. And in that, keep that awareness. It's so important to keep that awareness of when you do look out in the world and you say, I don't like that. I don't want that that way. That isn't your job. You know, I want to say one more thing, because we mentioned the bracelet and we mentioned Oprah, but we didn't mention, I want people to know that this is the, if they're more interested in finding out more information about this, they can go to acomplaintfreeworld.org. And
all one word, acomplaintfreeworld.org.
All one word. And find out more information. But it is exactly that. If we're complaining, or if we're blaming, or if we're, whatever we're doing, this is like a boomerang. Get ready. It's going to be flying right back at you. You know, when we create in our world peace, and we start to see only peace, and just imagine if one person at a time, and by the millions, and you know, by the billions, people were only seeing peace, only feeling peace, only vibrating peace, we would only have it. That's all that would be possible.
Sue, I'll tell you, I am so glad that you are a weekly guest on my show. We've said so many things today that each could be the topic of an entire discussion.
Yes.
I want to thank you for being with us today talking about The Secret. Before we close, would you please tell everyone, by the way, it's 11 o'clock on Sundays.
11 o'clock on Sundays, and if you're in the area this Sunday, what we're actually going to do is have a question and answer about The Secret. So if something has been, you've heard a lot about this or read about it, or you don't know much about it, and you've come with your questions, and we're going to try to, you know, kind of smooth out the places where it's bumping up against your current belief or the way you currently see the world.
And the website is newchurchtoday.com. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
This is Bonnie Dubrow. I believe that there are people who are listening who are going through some tough transitions, who are hearing this, and maybe their emotions are at a place where they're not even ready to act on this. They're still in the grieving and healing stage. My partner Lynn and I are launching a program called Lifelines to Laughlines. It will be a teleconference coaching program. I'll be telling you more about that. Lynn will be a regular guest on my show. This is Bonnie Dubrow. I'm the host for Strategies for Success. It's the show dedicated to your success in business and in life. If you like what you heard, you can learn more about The Secret. I'm sure there are a million websites out there. Go to Google and Google The Secret. The author of the movie and book is who, Sue?
Rhonda Byrne.
If you haven't seen it, if you haven't read it, I encourage you to. It will change your life, your world, and as more and more of us take responsibility for the fact that we create our own reality, we'll be changing the entire world. You can reach me at bonnie@radio4women.us. That's radio, the number 4, women, W-M-E-N, dot us. Toll-free number is 800-511-9302. Thank you so much for helping us share the secret. And remember, a smile is a frown turned upside down.